This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we could find out as early as today who will be the next Speaker of the House, but I wouldn't hold your breath. As expected, Republicans have whittled it down to House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana or Jim Jordan of Ohio to succeed the ousted Kevin McCarthy in the chamber's top spot. The problem that did get exacerbated, though, in yesterday's proceedings is that the Republican Party is very divided. We'll talk more right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
Yesterday's proceedings showed that the Republicans are split between hardliners who are trying to run the show with the our way or the highway mentality. However, they are in the minority in their own party. But they're enough to derail the moderate Republicans who know that get anything done in this Congress, they're going to have to work with a consensus of Democrats across the aisle. This is the same glaring split we're seeing in the Republicans in the presidential campaigns as well. Politics aside, the people that are caught in the middle are us, and of course the farmers as well, as we have this ongoing battle between the left and the right and the new civil war in the GOP. The budget bill has a deadline on November 17th, and the farm bill has already expired, but the 2018 version is funded until that November deadline as well. Ted McKinney is CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and he says this situation is unfortunate to say the least.
Well, it's certainly not desirable to have these kinds of machinations going on. It's just not helpful. This moment in time, it is not helping the farm bill and moving it along at all, period. Full stop, exclamation point. But that said, we've got forces, certainly there's forces against it coming along yet this year, maybe even pushing it off a little bit into next year. So those forces are there. But your listeners have got to remember that there's also forces in place to getting it done.
McKinney says he's hopeful that farm bill discussions can start in earnest after the speaker drama is finished.
The House Ag Chair and even former Speaker McCarthy have all said, look, this is the one major bill that we think we've got to get done. And there has been a lot of groundwork being laid by both parties in both the Senate and the House, hearings and the like. So I'm not ready to fall down and put my hands to my head and cry in despair. And I think that's where maturity and level heads need to prevail.
McKinney thinks that Republicans will call a truce long enough to get the important bills, including the farm bill, across the finish line before ending their ceasefire.
I'll offer one little ray of sunshine, too. Now, I'm probably in the minority on this, but lots of times after very dark points in time, and I would say that not renewing the speakership is a pretty dark point. After those points in time, sometimes you see a rebound because there's a quick and immediate recognition that the Congress has got to demonstrate to their taxpayers, their electorate, that they can care and they do care and they got to get something done. Maybe, just maybe, the farm bill can be part of that.
However, this all hangs on the hope that the House can get a vote in the new speaker without the drama we saw earlier this year when former Speaker McCarthy was trying to get appointed himself. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.